6 Monday evening with ELO, Stranger. Message for all employees, or even employers. Employers, if you have a vacancy and you'd like it advertised free of charge, call 60666 office hours. Would-be employees, listen to the job spot in the morning, and you can just find yourself some work. That's a free service to our listeners. Employers, if you have a vacancy, 60666 during office hours, and we'll do the rest. On the way towards headlines with Bernie, something we haven't played in the wireless for years. Pointers, this is Slow Hand.
It was a Michael and Bernie.
A Michael and Bernie?
An M&B loaf. Use your loaf like
this. Oh, very smart.
Not only smart, but tasty too. M&B bakers really know their dough. And they deliver up and fresh.
Will you stop squeezing them?
Rita, that's what all the girls say.
Can you resist M&B? Marvellous bread.
A luxury apartment in central Dublin has just come on the market. There are 2 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, an L-shaped lounge and a dream kitchen with all the latest appliances. In addition, there's a south-facing balcony. This exclusive residence is situated at Fitzwilliam Court off Appian Way. For a full prospectus, contact O'Brien Driscoll on Dublin 601087. Call today. It's an opportunity which may not come your way again for a long time. The number 601087.
For the best deals in carpets and vinyls, come to Home Choice Carpet, Station Road, Bray. There's a special deal in all areas with bedroom carpet from $2.95 a square yard. Axminster's from $5.95, fitted and felted. Super Flotex kitchen carpet at $8.50. And with cash sales of £150 or over, if you tell us you heard our ad on this station, we'll give you a rug absolutely free. We're open all week, late night Friday and Sunday 3 till 6. Provident and Access customers welcome. And there's a special discount on large orders. So call into Home Choice Carpets, Station Road, Bray. We are sure to have something you want.
AM and Stereo FM at 29 minutes past 6 on Monday. Bernie has the Nova headlines.
Thanks, Greg. Dry and hazy weather will continue and temperatures falling to between 4 and 6 degrees Celsius overnight. The headlines, Libyan leader Colonel Gaddafi says he'll allow the IRA to open an office in his country as a reprisal against Britain. The last full meeting of the New Ireland Forum began today. Unionist politicians have rejected the idea of a constitutional conference, which is expected to be recommended by the forum report. Police in London are now searching the abandoned Libyan embassy in St. James's Square. It's expected to take as long as 3 days. Efforts continue today to form a new government in Lebanon, and mortar and artillery duels have been taking place in Beirut, and 11 people have been injured. The Mine Workers Union in Scotland has refused to allow increased supplies of coal for the Ravenscraig steelworks at Motherwell. And investigators say an explosion on a supertanker in the Persian Gulf last week was almost certainly caused by a missile. News in full at 7.
you were a young boy, did you have a puppet that always followed you around? Well, I'm gonna be as faithful as that puppet. No, I'll never let you down. A big old
we'll be right back. All systems are go. Are you sure? Control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort. The countdown starts. Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Joke's Major Tom. The count goes on. Starting to collect, requested data, what will it affect? When all is done, thinks Major Tom. Back at ground control, there is a problem, go to rocket school. Not responding, hello Major Tom. Are you receiving, turn the thrusters on.
Michael and Bernie.
Michael and Bernie.
An M&B loaf. Use your loaf like
this. Oh, very smart.
Not only smart, but tasty too. M&B bakers really know their dough. And they deliver up and fresh.
Will you stop squeezing them?
Rita, that's what all the girls say.
Can you resist M&B? Marvellous bread.
A-T-A Security. Phone 775-201.
Craig's got cream.
That I had missed the chance of a lifetime. And by the way, I'm tumbled with romance, girl, and I don't cry. But now I'm searching every star, searching near and far, until I find I was. Never get it up, never wanna give it up, even when the night is over. Never get chair through the night time. And by the way, I'm falling for a man, girl, and I don't mind how much I cry. See, I'm reaching for the sun. Love has just begun.
Minutes to seven on a Monday evening, a guy very popular on this radio station, Al Jarreau, Never Gonna Give You Up. Here's a guy who sold more records than the Beatles, or the biggest seller in CBS's history, according to Casey anyway. Julio Iglesias and Willie Nelson.
To all the girls I've loved before, who travel in and out my door, I'm glad they came along. For the girls I once met, and may I say I felt the place, for helping me to grow, I owe a lot I know.
Over with all your favorites, Bluebells, I'm Falling, and to all the girls we've loved before, Julio and Willie. That's My Lord. Talk to you tomorrow on the radio at 3 o'clock. Your man, your boy Jace, follows the main evening news with Bernie at 7. I'll see you tomorrow, Moran at midnight.
Greg Cochran
signing off, ticking us out. Georgie Porgy, pudding pie. Here's Toto. Bye bye.
It's not your situation. I just I'm not the only one.
great value holidays in early May with Carousel Holidays. A family package, two adults and two children from £795. And take a third child free. Ring us at Carousel 719-777 and we will give you all the good news about our family package holiday. Carousel Holidays, right on O'Connell Bridge.
Right on.
Emily's Bakery and fast food late night restaurant offers to the North Side a wide range of professionally baked cakes, hot lunches and a nighttime restaurant service. Emily's is situated on the Cabot Road just past Doyle's Corner. Drop into Emily's today. Emily's have your tastes in mind.
For the best car hire deal in town, phone GAD
606666
anytime.
Broadcasting on 819 kHz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Bernie Jameson. Good evening. The Libyan leader, Colonel Gaddafi, has said that he'll allow the IRA to open an office in his country in reprisal against Britain breaking off diplomatic relations. He told French television today that he supported the IRA, which he said was waging a guerrilla war against British rule. He said the IRA would be allowed open offices unless there's an agreement between Britain and Libya. He said that he feels Northern Ireland has the right to its independence and identity, and that this fight, which has gone on for so many years, is being waged for liberation. Police and army experts have now entered the former Libyan People's Bureau in London. A police spokesman said the back door was forced open by a remote-controlled explosion. All doors inside are locked, and it will take several hours to establish if the building is safe. The search could take 3 days to complete. While the building is being checked, St. James Square will remain sealed off. The New Ireland Forum is meeting today for the last time. The private session is to complete the final report, due to be published on Wednesday. The meeting is expected to last for most of today, and the report's 8 chapters will receive their finishing touches. The 4-party leaders have already passed the text of the report for the approval of the forum delegates. Unionist politicians have rejected the idea of a constitutional conference, which is expected to be recommended by the New Ireland Forum report. The deputy leader of the official unionists, Mr. Harold McCusker, said unionists won't have any part in talks designed to deny them their birthright, and DUP deputy leader Peter Robinson said the forum report is an attempt to deny Ulster unionists their most basic constitutional right of self-determination. The leader of the Democratic Unionist Party, Ian Paisley, wants all unionists to unite the day the forum report is published. He called on unionists to fly the Union Jack next Wednesday, no matter what party they belong to, in demonstration to the world of where their loyalties lay. The Simon community in Dublin has announced that it's to campaign for a repeal of the vagrancy laws. These make it an offence to beg. In effect, they also make it a crime to be homeless, according to the organisation. In 1982, 842 people were prosecuted for vagrancy, twice the number of the previous year. Ireland's birth rate is down this year for the first time since 1970. Fewer babies were born in 1983 than in any year since then, just over 66,000 altogether. According to the National and Economic Social Council, the decline could be due to any of three factors: fewer marriages, a move towards smaller families, and an increase in the number of young people emigrating. According to the report, significant emigration is now a major factor of Irish life, but it hasn't been quantified accurately. RTE engineers have recommenced jamming Sunshine Radio's transmission on medium wave and also on FM. The interference began again today at 4:30 p.m. 44 jobs are now in jeopardy as a result of this latest action. Staff at Sunshine Radio had raised £31,000 for the Central Remedial Clinic over the weekend. At Belfast Crown Court, Mr. Justice Hutton has started giving judgment on 11 men from Derry who've been implicated by the IRA informer Robert Quigley. The men face a total of 76 terrorist charges. One of the 11 is charged with murder, and other charges range from attempted murder to IRA membership and hijacking. The official Unionist Party leader, Jim Molyneux, has reacted to the warning by the Dowager, Lady Brookborough, that she might resign as co-patriot of the party. She threatened to resign if the 4 official Unionists, who returned to the Assembly, are expelled from the party. She'd also said that all the party's Assembly members should end their boycott. But today, Mr. Molyneux said that Lady Brookborough's statement was a minor local difficulty that wouldn't affect the strategy of the party. Police in Belfast are questioning 5 men following the discovery of a submachine gun and 2 revolvers in a house in the north of the city. Disguises were also found, including wigs and gloves. 11 Iranians have been charged with causing criminal damage at the consulate of the Iranian embassy in London. They were remanded on bail of £500 each by West London magistrates. The defendants are alleged to have entered the embassy in protest at the Khomeini regime in Iran. Police have not released their addresses for fear of reprisals, but it is known that five of the defendants live in France, one in Germany, and the others in London. The Mine Workers Union in Scotland has refused to allow increased supplies of coal for the Ravensquaig steelworks at Motherwell. At the moment, only one train load a day is being allowed in. Steelworkers say that it's not enough to maintain the furnaces in a safe state. After the NUM decision was announced today, steelworkers at Ravensquaig advised management that they must begin banking down the furnaces. Layoffs of men at Ravensquaig within a fortnight have been forecast. President Reagan said today his trip to China had strengthened ties between Washington and Peking, but he added that the friendship would only flourish if differences over Taiwan were not overstated. The president defended his policy of maintaining unofficial ties, including arms sales with Taiwan, while seeking stronger links with mainland China. Mr. Reagan was speaking on the last full day of his trip to China. Investigators say an explosion on a supertanker in the Persian Gulf last week was almost certainly caused by a missile. A Filipino crewman died in the blast on the Swedish-owned Safina El Arab, but his 27 crewmates were saved. It's not been possible yet to find out what kind of missile had hit the 350,000-ton tanker, according to a spokesman for its owner. The blast ignited one of the vessel's oil tanks. The resulting fire took 2 days to extinguish. And so to this evening's financial report. The Irish pound against sterling was at 80.63 and against the dollar at 1.1270. On the foreign currency exchange, your pound is worth today 3.0635 Deutschmark and 9.42 French franc. The oil and mining share prices today, iron 86 pence, Atlantic 93 pence, Beulah 34 pence and Eglinton £2.60. On the London market today, spot gold was standing at $375.50 per fine ounce and spot silver at £6.38 sterling also per fine ounce. The Financial Times index closed up 2.1 at 910.1 and on Wall Street this evening, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 2.72 at 1100. The financial report courtesy of Comex Commodity Brokers at 608-977. And the weather forecast, continuing dry and cloudy, with temperatures falling to between 4 and 6 degrees Celsius overnight. Winds are mainly southeasterly, fresh and gusty, force 5 to 6 on Dublin Bay. High tide in Dublin is at 27 minutes past midnight tonight, and the sun sets this evening at 7 minutes to 9. That's the Independent Radio News from Dublin at 7 minutes past 7.
Radio Nova!
Betty, it's Jason Mayne.
Take a look at him.
Can't tell what it's about. Someone's out of the band called Level 42. The song is Micro Kid. Thanks, Greg, for the afternoon. And Bernie for news. Your boy, Jace, until midnight on Nova. 88 FM and Stereo, 819. Got a pile of all your favorites. Here's Donald Byrd. Love Has Come Around. Love it.
Pretenders in concert. SFX Center, Sunday 17th and Monday 18th of June. Tickets for the Pretenders now available at Golden Discs.
Get in on the Monday magic at Maxim's. Every Monday, it's the Fellas Free Night at Maxim's. That's right, fellas. Have a night out in Maxim's, Dublin's number one nightclub, free of charge every Monday night. The atmosphere is fantastic, the music just right, and the company oh so friendly. So get to where it's at, Maxim's, the Fellas Free Night, every Monday at Maxim's. Maxim's is magic, magic, magic.
Jason Maine, Radio Nova.
Yeah.
All your favorite songs all day long. The band, The Cool Imagination, looking at midnight on this Monday evening. Got the specials. Do nothing. No, sorry. Can't. No. favorite songs, too, from last year. A band called Naked Eyes, old Burt Bacharach, Harold Davis song. There is always something there to remind me. Can't think what, though. You know, speaking of time, let's step back some years and bring on Van McCoy. Do what, sweetheart? What?
For the go-kart track, Main Road Santry, where for just £2.50, you can race a kart over 2 miles. Open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., rain or shine. A go-kart track, Main Road Santry. Group rates available, so enjoy it with your friends.
Away, won't do me. Tender morning, you burning honey come set me free. Don't you know now it's the first time. Beacon in the light just to make it right. In the night, it's a love fight. I give you all that I've got. I want to love you. Like a young thing, you need some loving. And the loving care, and I'll take you there. Yes, I will, yes, I want to love you. Like a young thing, you need some loving. And the loving care, and I'll take you there. Yes, I will, yes.
Mr. Michael Jackson from the Super LP Twitter, and that was called PYT, which I think means, let me think here for a second, PYT, pretty young thing,
yeah, right.
No Fathers Monday evening, playing the Commodores and Lady You Bring Me Up.
Yeah.
Dublin. Now.
Nick Kershaw, a song called Bring On the Dancing Girls. The boss says Jace can't dance on the radio. Sorry.
Old Spice splashes out.
With Old Spice, you could win one of three world-famous big sailboards.
Old Spice splashes out.
With Old Spice, you could win one of 10 free courses of sailboard lessons.
Splash out on Old Spice.
And be a winner.
You may not be able to do a double axel or a triple toe loop, but if you're looking for a session with good fun and lots of laughs, come along to the Dublin Ice Rink in Dolphin's Barn. We're open every afternoon and evening. And on Saturday and Sunday, we're open in the mornings too. Okay, you're not up to the standards of Torval and Dean, but you are guaranteed the time of your life. So make a date and come along to the Dublin Ice Rink in Dolphin's Barn. And remember, it's nice on ice.
Jason Maine, Radio Nova.
mind. Watch this naughty film called Police Time. I must have my number changed to Tracy Gold from whence they came. If Alexander Bell were alive today, would he want the telephone to be used this way?
Find someone else to bother. Mr. Smith, I'll see you phone caller. Why don't you get up, creeping on the phone? Mr. Caller, leave me alone.
Listen, Leah, I don't understand why you're calling me, you know? I don't know who you are. You know, you call me every day, you breathe on the phone. Just let me know if you're a girl or something. Maybe I'll talk to you, but, you know, you don't play anything but...
like to live in the most exclusive part of Dublin? Well, there is an easy way. A mere £30 membership in the Heytesbury Social Club, and you could become the proud owner of Warwick House on Dublin's Appian Way. So why not join Heytesbury Social Club now? The house is on view Monday and Wednesday from 4 till 7pm, and Saturday and Sunday 2 till 6pm. For details, ring 685-998. Join the Heytesbury Social Club, your passport to convenient living.
A-Team plays the band of Fiction Factory and Feels Like Heaven. And over on this Monday evening would be Fat Boy, Larry, and the boys in the band. This is Zoom.
Yeah.
for the go-kart track, Main Road Santry, where for just £2.50, you can race a kart over 2 miles. Open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., rain or shine. The go-kart track, Main Road Santry. Group rates available, so enjoy it with your friends.
The best DIY stores in town, phone DAD.
606666.
Anytime.
Broadcasting on 819 kilohertz AM and 88 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
At lunchtime, I'll switch out on the forecast for you. Cloudy and dry, the high will be around 5, 6 degrees Celsius. The winds are southeast to be fresh and gusting before swipe the 6 on the bay.
Come on.
play for Sark Duran Duran with the Reflex of a fellow called Paul Hardcastle. You're the one for me. What's that voice in the background? Sounds like John Sark having a gargle. 9 past 8 with Darryl Hall and John Otis.
Bye.